Vayter in Shasper and Daf Lamed Zayin, picking up on the very top of the page, first line actually. Okay, the Mishnah said Lo Cholzin Velo Miyabmin. You're not allowed to do Chalitza, you're not allowed to do Yibum, and the Mishnah had called this what we called it a Rishus. Frakting Amara, the Hakam Mitzvah Kavi, that's a Mitzvah. Why are you calling it only Rishus? What's Pshat? Says Gemara, Lo Tzvicha Dika Gadol. We're talking about a case when there is an older brother. And since he's the older brother, we know that the mitzvah is for him to do it, the mitzvah begadol yabim, mitzvah for him to do it, therefore it's considered like a rishus, really falls into the oldest one, but then it kind of goes down, that's why it calls up. But yes, it's a mitzvah, but again, quasi-style. Now the Gemara comes and asks, cool time am I, what is pshat that all of these rishuyos are actually usser? Why can't you do them? Answer is, gezeira shema yichtov, a word maybe you're going to come along to write. Rashi says, psakadin ledinim, ushtar erisin lekidushin, ushtar chalitza lecholetza, suksuba liyabma. All these cases have reasons as per why someone would go and write things down. Therefore, as a gezeira, we said, you're not allowed to go and do these. Ve'elu hein mishum mitzvah. Now the mitzvah came along and they said that there's something which is known as a mitzvah. Lo mekachin, v'lo ma'arichin, v'lo macharimin. You're not allowed to go and be makdish something. Not mekachin, makdishin. You're not makdish something or ma'arich or macharimin. Things are going towards the base of Hamikdash. Why? Gezirah shmishum mekachu memkar. Rashi says, this looks like a case of buying and selling, because what you're doing is you're giving it from your rishus and you're giving it to the rishus of Hekdish, and that's something which is a no-no. So out of that concern, that's why we don't do it. V'lo magbin trumas ma'isos. You're not allowed to go and separate trumas ma'isos. So it's going to be pshita, obviously. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Noah, let me fix up Trumas Maisos on Shabbos or Yontif. Tanya of Yosef, Lo Nitzcha Ela Litna LaKohen Bo Bayom. The reason why I had to teach it is talking about giving it to a Kohen on that day. Someone may have thought the following. You may have thought to say, like, oh, maybe really what's happening over there. As Rashi points out, he says that Deikil Amemer Lav Mucha Milsehi De Litikuni Tavla. Tevel, you know, you're not coming misak and tevel. It's not muchach. The kibbutz ain't you do it. Hey, who tzarich lishirayim? Roim shamolach truma lekoin. People see them bring him to the coin. It looks like he just needs something for simchas yantiv in order to go and have. In such a case, it's still going to be usher. You would have thought, hey, I can go and do this because people are going to think that I'm actually doing that. Doesn't like tikkun money. Even then, it's a problem. V'hani mili peirei de tvile miasmo. This is talking about when is this true? They can't think of the tshuva maisos. That's something that became tevel before yantiv. Aval peirei de tvile. The tvile ya'idna, but somebody came tevel today. For example, what could become tevel today? Can you go and isa la fruchim in a challah? Like let's say you go and you make dough, and now you have to take off challah from the dough. That's considered tevel. You're not allowed to take off challah, but for shinan v'avina l'kohen, you're actually allowed to go ahead, take it off, and give it to the kohen. Like the ideas that we've learned earlier, that something you could have done before that you're not allowed to do now, but something you couldn't have done before that you can do now. This is something you couldn't have done before because you're making the challah today. Therefore, you can take off challah today. V'hani mishum reshosika, affect the Gemara. V'hani mishum reshosika? What are you saying? All this is because of reshos? We're bothered now by the fact that the Mishnah called certain things reshos, certain things were derabbanan, certain things were Torah, or mitzos. V'hani mili reshosika mishum shavus leka, but it doesn't have an issue. It's not considered an issue derabbanan. Why is it of the first three categories, you only give the first one called shavus, and the next two are not called shavus? Mishum shavus leka, v'hani mili mishum, and then the last ones, the three different categories that they broke it down. V'hani mishum mitzvah ika, mishum shavus leka, it's not because of a shavus there as well. Of course it's a shavus as well. Rav Yitzchak, chill out, my friend. Lo mi boi ka'amai. Lo mi boi shavus gredesa da'aser. El afila shavus derishus nami aser. Not only those things that I mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah, a shavus gredesa are going to be aser, but el afila shavus derishus nami aser. Even something which is a rishus, which means it's already falling into a category where it's some sort of a mitzvah, that's also going to be a problem. Velo mi boi shavus derishus da'aser. I don't even have to say that the shtickle of a rishus, the shavus is going to be, a shavus derishus is aser, el afila shavus da mitzvah nami aser. Even a shvus of an outright mitzvah itself is also going to be usher. Next, kol elu b'yom tov amru. We said all these things we're talking about yontif, and we said there's no difference in yontif and Shabbos except for ochel nefesh. Raminu, is that really true? We're going to see another difference. We say mashilin derech haruba b'yom tov avlo b'Shabbos. You can go ahead and you could throw down, you could lower down through the skylight, the stuff that's up on the roof, if it's going to start raining, and you got to throw it down in order to get protected on Yom Tov, but on Shabbos. And you see over there that what? That's not considered ochel nefesh, yet you're still allowed to do it. Amar Rabbi Yosef lo kasha, ha Rabbi Eliezer. That's talking about when it says this last idea that it's also on Shabbos as well. That's going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Brain freeze. I don't know if I said that right. Let me say it one more time. Ha Rabbi Eliezer lo kasha, ha Rabbi Eliezer, and ha Rabbi Yeshua. This our Mishnah that we have over here is not going in the world of Rabbi Eliezer. He actually disagrees with that. He says really there is no difference between the two, and you're not allowed to go ahead and lower it down. And ha Rabbi Yeshua, and our Mishnah which says you're allowed to go and lower it down, that's going in the world of Rabbi Yeshua. Where do we find this machlokas? We actually brought this up a little bit earlier in the Masechta, but now we get to see it. The Tanya. Osev yes benosh enough a little boy. Let's say you have an animal and its child that falls into a bor. You know, you're not allowed to shechta on yontif or during the week ever. One animal and its child on the same day. I say they both fall into a bor, into a pit. You can bring up the first one in order to shecht it and then actually shecht it. It's talking about a yontif. And the second one, give it food where it is in order that it shouldn't die. But you're not allowed to pick it up because it's considered like it's muksa. He says, you can put a little sticky. You pick up the first one in order to shecht it, but you don't shecht it. And then you go and you bring up the second one. And Rotsa Zeh Shochet, then you can choose which one you're allowed to go and Shecht. Rabbi Yeshua is more Mekel, right, when it comes to this issue of money. And Rabbi Lezer is more Machmer. What's the Pshat in Rabbi Yeshua? Because he says you take out the first one, and then you're like, hey, you know what? Maybe I want one's a little fatter. It's got more fat on it. Let me take out the second one. And then you go to the second one, a little bit of a haram over there. But the point is nonetheless that we see that he is more Mekel. So what do we see from this idea that Rabbi Yeshua is the one who says that you're allowed to go and drop the stuff down through the Aruba? It's going to get lost. And Rabbi Lezer Taka will say that it's a problem. So therefore he says that there's ain bain except for ochel nefesh, that was Rabbi Eliezer. Amalei Abaye, everybody comes in and he says, what mimai? Why are you bringing a parallel and drawing from that case of Osas Benoti here? Maybe you can't draw a parallel. Dilma adkan lo kama Rabbi Eliezer hasam and lo defshar paparasa. Maybe the ultimate Rabbi Eliezer over there, he was machmir, is because you actually could feed it in order for it to be fed and therefore you're not going to lose anything. Av alhacha de lo defshar paparasa. Low, but over here with the fruit that's up on the roof, if we don't allow you to put it down, then it's going to get all ruined. Maybe he would be masking you, allowed to lower it in, and therefore you don't say that it's not him. Inami, or you could say Adkan lo kam Rabbi Yeshua hasam de lo afshel arume. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua's makel over there when it comes to the idea of Oso Espeno, because you're able to go ahead and do this harama, this nice little shtickle. I want this one. No, I want that one because it's fatter. Maybe over here there's no aroma that could be pulled over here, so therefore maybe he wouldn't allow you to go and you do it. So therefore, you can't tell me that this one's Rabbi Lez and this is Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe it flips. So we come and give a different answer. Because again, we said in one place, Ein Bein, there's no difference between them, and then we have a Mishnah over here saying that you could lower it down. And that we don't know which way the Mishnah is working. So, Elamar Papa, Lokasha, Habe Shammai, our Mishnah, which says Ein Bein, that there's no difference. That's Beis Shammai, ha Beis Hillel. And the other Mishnah, which says you're allowed to lower the stuff down, that's Beis Hillel. Dathan, as we learned in a Mishnah earlier, Daf Yud Beis, Beis Shammai Omrim. Ein Motzi En Losa Katam Losa Lulav Losa Sefer Torah Lushas Harabim. You're not allowed to go and carry these things Lushas Harabim. Beis Hillel Matir, and Beis Hillel says you are allowed to do that. Again, this is talking about in Yontif, and Beis Shammai or Machmir, they said you're not allowed to go and carry different things in Yontif and Lushas Harabim, unless it's for food stuff. Right, but you can't do it for something else. And Basil says, no, you're allowed to do it for any sort of yontif thing that you want to do. So therefore, that's why you're allowed to go ahead and lower it down according to Basil. According to Bishami, you're not allowed to lower it down because it's not for having it now. In fact, the Gemara, Domaloi, maybe not. Adkan lo kamer Bishami hasam el hotzah. Maybe Bishami's whole shtick was on hotzah. Avala tilta lo, maybe he's only talking about an issue when it comes to hotzah. And that's a deraisa de kashtikal, and therefore he's machmir. Aval tilto, which is derabanan, then maybe no, he would say that it's not a problem. You could even lower it down, so you can't say that it's him. Says the Gemara, atu tiltol lav tzarech hotzahu. The whole reason why you're not allowed to be metalto, the whole gezer is because you may come to do hotzah. So these two things are clearly connected to each other, and therefore we can say that no, these are not separate, but rather they're connected. And we say that our Mishnah that says you're allowed to lower down is Beis Hillel, and the one that says Ein Bein whatsoever, that's going to be Beis Shammai, that you're not allowed to lower down the fruits. Bam. Alrighty, let's jump into the next Mishnah. So the next Mishnah is going to be talking about Tchum Shabbos, Tchum Yom Tov. You're not allowed to walk 2,000 amos outside of the outer limits of the city. Let me say that again. You're allowed to walk up to 2,000 amos in every direction. However, let's say a person decides that what they want to do is they want to make Erev Tchumin, they're able to go ahead and extend that, that it can go further than that in one particular direction, but then it closes off the other direction. So let's say you want to go not 2,000 amos to the east, you want to go 4,000 amos to the east. And you could set up 2,000 amos, a place which is to be considered like where you are. You set up some food over there, and then that becomes your center where you can go in every direction 2,000 amos. You can then, from the city, you're allowed to go 2,000 in that direction that you now extended it in. All right. Now, what's fascinating, which is going to come up, is we're going to see that sometimes you could have two cities, let's say, that are next to each other, that but they're far enough away that they're not considered connected, and you can end up actually walking into the other city, but not more than beyond 2,000 amos outside of your other city. So there's going to be like this intermediate area that each one of you are able to walk, but you can't walk beyond that if you're coming from a different city. Now let's take a look and see how this is going to come up. The behema, let's say a person has an animal or they have vessels, it takes on the status of the baal. Rashi says, "Ein adam yochal lolicha biyomtov ela b'makom sheba baalei yicholim leilich." Only these things are only allowed to go to the place where the baalim can actually go. V'im lo erev yeshla alpayim lechol ruach ha'erev. You even make an erev. You have 2,000 amos for every direction. V'im erev letzafon gami teilich letzafon v'lo ledarim. Then you can go north and you can no longer go south. So essentially, the person's animals and the kelim took on the same status as they themselves. Hamosa behemto lebno o leroa. Let's say a person gives over his behema to his son or to his roa, to his shepherd. Then what's the din? If he did it on yontif or elu karagalei abaylam, it still retains the status of that of the baylam because you gave it on yontif. It's wherever a person is, bein hashmashos, you know, before yontif starts, that's where his status is. So since it belonged to you and you had it, you didn't give it to him yet, therefore it takes on that status of you. Kelim yuchadim la'echem in ha'achem shebabayis. Let's say you have a bunch of kelim and there's one of your brothers in particular is the one who generally uses it. Harei Elu Karaglav, they take on his status, even though it's owned by a bunch of people. But as long as we know that he's the one who generally has it, so it becomes like him. V'she'im Yichad, the minister says, I'm Yichad, but it's a bunch of brothers that have status over something. Harei Elu Kamakam Shaholchen, then it becomes like a place of where all of them can go. So it's got to be, you know, if let's say they start in different cities, whatever it is, but if there's overlap for all of them, then that's where it can go because it takes on the status of all of them. Hashoa klei mechavero, let's say a person goes ahead and he borrows some sort of kli, shoa kli mechavero, then me'er v'yantiv, if he did it before yantiv, karagali shoa, then it takes on the status of the one who borrowed it because he took it on before yantiv. B'yantiv, if you do it on yantiv itself, then karagali amashil, it's like the one who actually lent it, in other words, the original owner. Let's say you have a woman who decides to go ahead and she wants to take to borrow water or salt for spices, water, salt for her dough. She wants to make dough. It takes on the status of both of them. She says, nah, when it comes to water, so then it takes on your status. But when it comes to the other stuff, so then yeah, it takes on both the shared location of where each one of them is allowed to go. Zok the Gemara, Masnisen, our Mishnah, peep turn the page, is clearly not going, Lamedzan Rebbeis, the low Karebi Dosa. It does not go like Karebi Dosa. How do we know this? Well, let's take a look. As it says in the high look of Gemara, the Tanya is willing to Nebraisa. Rabbi Dosa Omer, for Omer La'ab Shalom, some says Abba Shalom says, Halukech Behem Bechavir Rav Yontov. Let's say a person goes ahead and they end up buying an animal from their friend and they buy it on Erev Yontov before Yontov comes in. Afal pi shalom masra lo el biyantif. Even though he didn't give it to him on yantif itself, that's when he gave it. He only handed it to him on yantif. Hare he karagle okach. It takes on the status of the one that actually bought it. I go ahead and I buy from you a cow erev yantif. You only give me the cow on yantif itself. It takes on the status of me and not the status of you. Vamoser vamoser. Okay, that's not our problem yet. But vamoser behema leroa. Someone goes and gives over their animal to a shepherd. Even though he only gave it to him on Yontif itself, it takes on the status of the Roe. And that, my friend, goes against what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah says if you give it to someone on Yontif itself, you give it to the Roe, you give it to the son, right? And what ends up happening is that it takes on it retains the status of the Baalim. So how come over here we're saying that it goes and takes on the status of the Roe? This, my friends, is Rabbi Dosa. Clearly, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Dosa. So it's going, nope, you got it wrong. I feel it, Tim Rabbi Dosa. You could even say our Mishnah works on the Rav Dosa, v'lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Kan, this brisa is baroa echar. We're talking about where there's only one shepherd, and everybody knows this shepherd, and this is the shepherd that's going to take the thing. So he always had in mind that he's going to give it to him, therefore the shepherd has, the animal is going to sell it to the shepherd. Kan, Mishnei Roman, but when it comes to our Mishnah, it's talking about where you're dealing with a place which has two shepherds, and therefore you don't know which one it's going to go to, and when you give it to them, that's actually the time you're giving it, it takes on the status of the Baal, it still retains the status. Dekanami could also imply this from our Heilig Mishnah. Why? Dekanami is Gatani, because it says, Livno Oleroa. If you go and you give it over to your son or to the shepherd, which means there's two different shepherds over here. Your son's a shepherd, and the Roe is a shepherd. So in such a case, Shema Mino, what do we see? That clearly this, our Mishnah can even be Rav Dosa. Our Mishnah's case is just talking about when you have two, and Rav Dosa was talking about when you only have one. We're going to see a statement that we're going to quickly say, huh, we just said that, and then we're going to answer it up. Amar Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, halacha like Rabbi Dosa, halacha goes like Rabbi Dosa. Frek the Gemara, mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi? Is Rabbi Yochanan really going to say that halacha goes according to Rabbi Dosa? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, halacha k'stam mishnah. Halacha goes like a stam mishnah. Utanana, we looked at our mishnah, which is a stam mishnah, not with the title of someone giving it over. Habehim of akilim kiragli abailim. The animals and the utensils take on the status of the Baal. And if it takes on the status of the Baal, then even if you go ahead and you give it to, let's say, your shepherd afterwards, then what's it then? It holds the status of the Baal. And Rav Dosa said not like that. He said it takes on the status of the shepherd. Must be that this doesn't make sense. He's saying, Aloch is a Rav Dosa. It should be going, our Mishnah goes against him. So it's Gemara, huh? V'lav u'kimda, didn't we already say? Kan b'ro ha'echad, kan b'shnei ro'am. One's talking about where there's one ro'am, another's talking about there's two ro'am. Therefore, the Aloch ha'taka can go according to Rav Dosa. Rav Yochanan would say it's like our Mishnah and like Rav Dosa because they're actually not arguing with one another. Tana Rabbanah. What happens if you have a case where you have two people, and each person has a different chum, yet they have status, they have ownership over one thing. Shnaim sheshalu chaluk echad b'shutfas. Let's say you have two people, they go and they borrow one particular article of clothing, but they take it in a partnership. One of them is going to use it during the day for a party, one is going to use it at night. One's using it for shachas, one's using it for a suda. Zeh erev a love that's often. One of them has a erev, let's say, going to the north. Vizeh erev a love l'darim. The other one made it going to the south. Zeh erev a love l'tzafon. The one who put it in the north, mahalech l'tzafon karagle misha erev a love l'darim. He can only go the amount north that the one who's in the south can go to. You can't go all the way north because the one in the south took away some. Because let's say the person makes an erev 1,000 amos outside of the tchum. Right, it's 2,000 amos chum. He makes 1,000 amos. That means instead of going 2,000 amos north, he can now only go 1,000 amos because he shifted it down a little bit. So that's the only way he's allowed to go. Vizesh erev lov l'darim, the one who made it to the darim, mahalach darim kiragli misha erev lov l'tzafon. And he can only take it half, you know, the amount of area that the upper one's able to go. V'im mitzvos atchum, and let's say the tchum is set up in a way. If they set it up in a way that it's exactly, they meet up at exactly the same point. In other words, let's say one set up their tchum, their erev tchum, and there was 2,000 amos north. The other one did 2,000 amos south. So that means the one who set up 2,000 amos south can only come to the border let's imagine it like there's a house, and then one sets up an erev 2,000 amos south of that, and the other one sets up 2,000 amos north. So that means the one who's in the north can only go south 2,000, which is going to hit that point of that house. And the one who's south can only go 2,000 amos north, which is that border. Therefore, the clothing has to stay exactly where it is, because that's where they overlap. They're not allowed to go move at all, basically. As the Gemara says, Harei ze lo yizizena mimkoma. Don't move it from its place at all. Weiter, says the Gemara, Itmar. Shnayim shelaku chavis abhem b'shutfus. They have two people, and they take a chavis, which is a barrel, or a barrel of wine, and or an animal, and they have this animal that they're going to use, obviously, for shchite. Rashi says that the shnayim shelaku me'erv yomtov l'chalkam yomtov, they're going to split it up on yomtov. Then what is the din? Rav Amar, chavis muter, is that the wine is muter, meaning to say it can go anywhere. Well, behema asura, but the hema is going to be usur, right? It's not allowed to go. It's got to be in the overlap of the tchum for both of them. It's like the more of a partnership, seemingly. Shmuel Amar, chavis nami asur, he says, nope, even the chavis itself is got to be in the equal area of where they are together. Now, Micah Samar Rav, because Rav made a distinction between when it's a chavis and when it's a behema. So in fact, the Gemara Micah Sabra, the Ika Sabra Yes Breira, if he holds to the fact that there's Breira, meaning at the time that you actually go ahead and separate it, then you could say, Lemafreya, that's what it was, that it was separate, and therefore you're allowed to actually have it wherever you are. So that if you love behemoth tishri, it should also be mutter for the animal. It should be able to go to either one's area. Vikas of Amber, and if you say there's no brayer, I feel the chavis nami asura, then the chavis also should be no good. It should only be allowed to be where they have the common ground. So Manav Shachu got a problem on Rav. Says Gemara Liolam Kasav Yesh Brayer. It really does hold a brayra. But the question is now about the animal. Why can't it go anywhere? Vishanya Behema, when it comes to the animal, that's different. Reason why it's different is, Rashi says, the Gemara, the Koyan Ki Tchumim Adadi. Simply, you can't say the concept of brayra when it comes to the animal. Rashi says, how come? Simply because, since it was alive, as Rashi puts it, in a shmashos, sorry about the background here, since it was alive, there was a shmashos, and each one of the varim is based literally nursing off the rest. Each one, again, is based off the other one. And therefore, you can't end up going in and saying brera, because each one really needs itself. They need it. It needs it in entirety, so there's no split. So the Chanya Behema, the Koyan Ki Tchumin Me'adadi. So while it's in one area, the other part that's actually giving it life ends up really should have been in the other area, and therefore it's out of the Tchum, so you can't say brera by this particular animal. Armor layer of Kahana, Rav Asi Lerav, they came and they asked him, Le'isr Mukza Lo Chashashu. Le'isr Tchumin Chashashu. Since it's split basically down the middle and each one is getting sustenance from the other one, I don't have your share and you don't have my share. Therefore, shouldn't it be that the whole animal is actually Muksa? Yet we don't have that problem. We say that if it's in the common ground, you could go and shecht it and actually eat it over there. So you're not worried about Tchumin, about Muksa. But you are worried about the issue of tchum. If really, if you're worried about tchum, you should also care about, why do you not care about muksa? Shasik Rav was quiet to that. Rashi says that, as we're going to see in a minute, that would mean he was quiet and he's maskim to say chavis and a behema are both actually going to be mutter, and it kind of like backs down from what he was saying. Mayava Allah, what comes out of Kumptachois? We end up seeing that Rav holds a brayer, Shmuel doesn't hold a brayer. Now we're going to see more in this line. Rav Hoshaya Omer, Yesh Brera. Rav Hoshaya comes in and says that there is brayer. Therefore, if there is brayer, Rashi says, V'chavis u'behemu mutarn. Both of them are going to be mutter. Rav Yochanan Omer, Rav Yochanan comes and says, Ein brayer. He comes in and he says, nope, there's no brayer. U'shneim asurim, like Rav and Shmuel over here. Says the Gemara, really? You're telling me if Hoshaya says that there's Breira? V'savri Hoshaya is Breira, v'atanaim we learned in a Mishnah seemingly that he does not at all hold the Breira. V'atanaim we learned in a Mishnah, we also saw this earlier in the Masechta, Hameis Babayis V'lo Psachim Harbi. This is a dead body in a house, and there's a lot of different entrances, a lot of doorways. Now the doorways we're talking about over here have like you can literally walk into the doorway, so there's like a little roof over the doorway itself. Question is, we did something called Tumas Ohel, so everything that's in that Ohel becomes Tame. But if there's an open door that you're going to be taking the body out of, then really only that entranceway, that threshold, becomes tame. But every other threshold that's going out of that room does not become tame. So now we say the following: what happens if Ameis Babayis V'lo Psachim Harbe Kulan Tameim? All of them are going to be tame because we don't know which one it's going to be going through. But Niftach Echemim, if one of them is open, who tame Kulan Tameim? That one's tame, and everything else is going to be tar. So if you have any kalim in that area beneath the entranceway, so if the ones that are closed, it's going to be tahor. The one that's open, it's going to become tame. Let's say you had in mind that you're going to go out of one of them. Or b'chalon sheish ba'arba or arba, or with a window that has 4x4 tefachim, which is considered a Pesach. Then matzel esel b'sachim kulon, it saves all of the openings. Now, machlok is b'shami on this. B'shami omrim b'hu shechishev alav ad shelo yomas hameis. That's only if you had in mind which one you're going to take the body out of when he dies before he ended up dying. But if he ended up dying beforehand, then nothing doing. Everything's going to become tummy. Even after the person ends up dying, even then you can go ahead and decide which one you're going to use to take the body out of. And even at that stage, the rest of the doors are not going to be mitame anymore. Now, V'etmar alone, we said on this, Amar Avoshaya says, L'tayres ha'psachim ikanu l'abba. Even Beis Hillel says that if you end up choosing after the guy dies, which entrance way you're going to, which door you're going to be opening, that's only from now on. So let's say you have five doors, and you decide you're going to open door number three. That means 1, 2, 4, and 5. Let's make it simpler. You can open door number 1. That means 2, 3, 4, and 5. At that stage, now they're no longer going to give, not going to be metame anymore. But that's only mikanula but. It's only from here on in, here on out. But beforehand, if there was a kli there, then it actually becomes tummy. So the only difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is whether or not it stops the tumah from going on when you make that decision or not. Or you actually have to do something. According to Beis Hillel, even making the decision is enough and it's going to stop everything from becoming tummy. According to Beis Shammai, not like that. So what do we see, though? Mikanu labain, from here on, is going to become tahor. Once you decide that you're going to open up door number 1, lemafreya lo, but lemafreya doesn't. But according to Voshaya, we said a minute ago that he holds a breira. So why doesn't he say that it should work lemafreya? Answers the Gemara, epoch, just switch it. In a chinami, when the statements of Rabbi Voshaya, Rabbi Yochanan, switch the names. Voshaya omer ein breira. If you have Yochanan omer, yesh breira. It's Voshaya, he says there's no breira, and therefore we don't have a problem, as we see in that Mishnah. And Rabbi Yochanan says there is breira. Now we frick the kash on that. Really? Does Rav Yochanan hold a breira? Umiyasli Rav Yochanan breira?
Give a little bit of background to understand what we're about to hit up over here, and that is that if you have somebody who dies and they have a bunch of kids, and now you're going to go ahead and, you know, there's something called Yerusha, and the Yerusha is that the kids have to split up the lands or the properties. However, they don't know exactly which property goes to who. Therefore, what ends up happening is they end up really splitting it in a way that it becomes, according to Rav Yochanan at least, he says, when the brothers go and they split up the property that they end up getting from the father, they become like lekuchos. That means like they bought and sold from each other. What's the practical ramification of this is that there's something called Yovel. The Yovel is that every 50 years, what happens is esteachuza, that means land, literally ancestral land, land that belonged to you going all the way back, goes back to the original owner. So what happens is, at that state of Yovel, now they have to go back and kind of like split it up again. Why have to split it up again? Because now it goes back to the owners. They don't know exactly who the owners are. They don't know which son, which brother ends up getting which property and how much property. So therefore they go, and this is called Lekuchos. But if you hold a brayer, this is a Gemara now. And if you hold a Breira, then really you shouldn't have a problem over here, because at the time the father died, then the land goes to them, and then when they ended up splitting it, let it be that Breira, Huvra Lemafreya, that that's really what belonged to them in the first place, and then you shouldn't have an issue of Breira, of Yovel, of actually going back. So it must be that we see from here that Yochanan doesn't hold of Borer. He says, Ein Breira. In fact, the Gemara, and if you want to try to fix this up, I say, Maki Lesley Rabbi Yochanan Breira, when is it that he doesn't hold the Breira? Bidoraisa, with that whole Yovel shtickle. But Darabanan, when it comes to Darabanan, which is Tchum, you know, Tchum is Darabanan, then Islay, maybe he does hold the Breira. Ubidarabanan, mi Islay, is that really true that he holds of it? In other words, that would answer the question, because we said Rav Hoshaya doesn't hold of it, and he does hold of it. Maybe he holds of it by Darabanan. The answer is, Ubidarabanan, mi Islay, does he even hold of Breira by Darabanans? Let's do a little throwback, my friends, to the Erevin days. Marin Erevin, Lamed Vav, also Yuma. We saw this. Well, Tanya Ayo, Ayo is a Chacham, Hashem Chacham Echad. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Adam Masna al Shnei Dvarim Kechad. A person can't make a Tanai on two things at the same time. Ella Imba Chacha. Now, what's this talking about? We're talking about, let's say a person wants to make an Erev Tchumen, that they want to go beyond the Tchumen in a certain direction. They want to go north more than the 2,000 Amos are allowed. Let's say another 2,000 Amos, or south. And but the problem is you're not allowed to go and make a Tanai. Ella Imba Chacham La Mizrach Eruv La Mizrach. The person is allowed to say the following. I know there's a Chacham who's coming to town. And he says, Imba Chacham. So he makes an Erev north and south. Oh, well, let's do east and west here. Elim ba'chacham lemizrach eruv lemizrach. Then they say that will be eruv lemariv eruv lemariv. That will be it. Ve'ilu lekan lekan lo. But if he says that you end up with a chacham in west or east, then I'm going to set it up in such a way that you can't do, because in such a case, what's going to end up happening? Then you're relying on borer. Rabbi Huda clearly doesn't allow this concept. He doesn't hold of Barera, therefore he's going to be on both sides, then you got a problem. Beep, turn the page, and we go and we break it down as follows to understand. Why is it that you can't do Lekan or Lekan? Dein Barera, because there's no the Barera. Mizrach umarav nami ein Barera. V'amarav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan comes in and he explains, ukfar ba chacham. That's talking about that the Chacham already came. It says the Chacham already came, therefore it's not a question of Breira or not a question of Breira. Had the Chacham not come in the first place, so it's just really a Gilui Milsa. Once I know where he came from, then it's good. But if they come from two different directions, that's Breira, and that's a problem.
Come to Chayisin, but what comes out from this, my friends? Nonetheless, I'm a less later of Yochanan Breira. Of Yochanan does all of the Breira, even by the Rabbanans. What you going to do now? El Eliyahu, the Gemara says, fine, low table, don't switch it. Rav Yochanan doesn't hold the Breira, and Rav Hoshaya actually does hold the Breira. V'chi leslei Rav Hoshaya Breira, when is it that he doesn't hold the Breira? B'doraisa, when it comes to a Doraisa, like when we're dealing with Tuma. Aval b'drabanan islei. As Rashi spells out, b'doraisa, k'kagon Tumas meis leslei Breira, v'derech itziosa halach l'moshe misinai. The whole concept is a Doraisa thing of halach l'moshe misinai. I can remember Mesukkah, daf yud ches. The Hilchos, the Tumah, Hachi Gemir Lu. That's what, so we see that he doesn't hold in such a case. Avah b'derabanan, when it comes to derabanans, Rashi says, kegon tchumin, in such a case, Islay, he does hold a prayer. Darish, Mar Zutra, Meshur says, halacha k'Rav Oshaya, the halacha taka follows like Rav Oshaya. Now what? That we hold a prayer by derabanans, but by not by deoraita. Now just two quick halachas. I'm a Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Shor shall patam harehu keragle kol adam." A shor, an ox of a patam. A patam is some guy who fattens them up. He fattens up the animals. Rashi says, "Mefatim shvarim lemkori," in order to sell them. They are keragle kol adam, like any person. Rashi says, even a ben ira cheres that comes over here through an eruv, still he can go and bring it back to his place. Why? Since it's normal that he would sell it the day before. He has in mind that whoever's going to come buy it, that it belongs to them. Shor shel roa areyu keragle also ear. But if it's a shor of a roa of a shepherd, then sometimes he also would go and take and he would sell. But that's keragle also ear, only the people of that city, because he normally doesn't sell it to other cities. Okay, my friend.